This is Mary Hughes with WNCW and with your Friday feature. Last week, I spoke with two of the organizers of the Women's March on Asheville, which happened this past Saturday in Pack Square Park. I asked Marie Lynn Germain and Lori Horovitz about their hopes concerning the momentum that was being created by the upcoming march, as well as the impact it could have upon the people of Western North Carolina.
You know, we are right now at this very moment thinking about how to capture that energy, that enthusiasm, that positivity into something long-term, engagement from our community in the long-term in order to, again, react to as necessary to what's coming our way from the new administration.
I think this is also a wake-up call for a lot of people, especially young people. And I know that a lot of the millennials didn't vote because they felt like it wouldn't make a difference, but it will make a difference. And I think that hopefully we won't learn a really hard lesson, but if we have to learn that hard lesson, maybe the silver lining in this is that we will come together and fight for our rights and not take it for granted, not ever take democracy for granted.
It is our hope that we will also, at our march, address not just the people who did not vote for Trump, but also the people who voted for Trump. This is not a political statement. We are, this is a human rights statement. And human rights does not have a political affiliation.
The skies were overcast, and the threat of rain definitely loomed overhead. But that did not dampen the spirits of all the people who gathered for the Women's March on Asheville in Pack Square on January 21st. As you walk up the sidewalk, you can hear the sounds of singing, of chanting, of drums and tambourines, and the exuberant shouts of those who had shown up an hour or more before the march even began.
Marching today because I've been an educator for 25 years, and for the first time I feel scared. I'm marching because I have two beautiful daughters who need to know that their rights are just as equal as anyone else's, and I'm marching because I have a beautiful sister whose rights may be damaged.
I am a small business owner and very, very worried about what it is that's happening in this country, and I'm here because I think we all need to come together and have a voice.
Just to try to get together, try to be together, support the women in my life, support all women, and let's also put a little plug in. We got to be careful with education too. That's going to take a big beat, I believe. So,
yeah, I'm marching today because I have to. It's like what I need to do, and I need to stand up for myself and for all the other women and humans on this planet. And this is just what needs to be done. We need to do it in like love and kindness.
Hold on, keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
That was singer Rhoda Weaver with Eyes on the Prize, which started off the Women's March on Asheville. I got to talk with Marie Lynn Germain and Lori Horovitz after the march about the turnout, about how things went during the march, and about what comes next.
The Asheville Police Department estimated 7,000. I think there were a lot more than 7,000. The police departments tend to underestimate big crowds. So let's say that we say 15,000, so let's give an average of 11,000.
What was the energy you were picking up on as far as the march itself?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I saw people in their 90s. I saw little babies. I saw African-American and Asian and students. I mean, it was amazing, just the unity, the community felt in that crowd.
And how was the response as far as Asheville police? Because I know that they were there at certain points along the march.
You know, from the very beginning of the organization of this march, the police department in Asheville, along with the city of Asheville, were both extremely supportive of the event and provided all of the support we needed to make it a safe event. And I must say, the police department came through. We felt very safe. There were no incidents that we know of, and no one was hurt or displeased about being in the crowd.
Now, do you feel that in the time during the march that you've gotten a better sense of why people showed up in the way that they did to this march?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the root was that the Women's March, I mean, our solidarity with the Women's March on Washington, and the root was women's rights, but obviously it's connected to all rights.
It's interesting, when we had this interview about a couple of weeks ago, we talked about being a protest, and I remember saying it's not necessarily a protest as much as a statement. And I will say that again. I think it was a statement, but it, more than a statement, it was the beginning of a very cohesive nationwide social movement.
If people want to stay engaged, yeah, how might they do that? Here on a local level.
Right. You're right. I mean, we've done an amazing job mobilizing people. Now we have to organize them. And the way we are going to organize them is making sure that, first of all, the planning committee is representative of our diverse community. So we are expanding the planning committee to have people who are already engaged in our community, who know the wheels of local politics, and who are, social justice supporters. So that's what we're doing right now. We're not stopping now. This is just the beginning.
For more information on upcoming events, you can go to Women's March on Asheville on Facebook. This is Mary Hughes with WNCW.